FM 90.3 WJTL 1972 classic from Love Song, one of the first songs that they played for Chuck Smith at Calvary Chapel, and their lead vocalist, keyboardist, songwriter, Chuck Gerard, our special guest here in the archives tonight. And Chuck, once Love Song had its run and it time for you guys to part ways and you had to go solo, was that a tough transition for you after being in groups for so many years?
Well, it was, as far as like being a solo artist was difficult for me. I really feel the Holy Spirit helped me engineer my transition. It's a very difficult thing to break out of a successful band identity and forge your own solo identity. But specifically because of the song Sometimes Hallelujah, that was on my first solo album, it caught wind, it caught the sails, and Jimmy Swaggart adopted it as his theme song. And between that and a couple of other songs on the album, it kind of transitioned me out into my own as a solo artist. But I began to see the whole transition in the audience was very quick too. From 1970 to 75 is when my solo album came out, and there were a lot of new Christians in that little 5-year period, and I was kind of surprised to find out that say 1976, after my album was out a while, there were a lot of people who didn't connect that I had been in Love Song. And I go do a concert and I do a Love Song tune, and they come up to me after the concert and say, "Oh man, I recognize your voice. I didn't realize you were in that group." So it was, a lot of the kids were just, or the people, the people that enjoyed Christian music at the time were connecting with my solo album independent of knowledge of Love Song. So it was kind of a weird little transitional period, but it was a successful transition, and I went on pretty strong from there, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, and the irony of Jimmy Swaggart picking up Sometimes Hallelujah was the fact that he was so anti-Christian rock. I wonder if he really knew where that song came from.
Well, it's interesting you should notice that, because he was a strong opponent of Christian rock. And made a statement once. He said, "No one that plays rock and roll can get anything from God." And later on, I never met Jimmy personally myself, but I met Donnie. And Donnie said, when we were kids, his son Donnie Swaggart, he said, "When we were kids, we loved your music, but we had to buy it on the slot. And we'd go down to the local bookstore and kind of bring it home in a plain, paper bag kind of thing." And I think that's probably how Jimmy heard the song, was through Donnie, but didn't realize it was a rock and roll record, So that was kind of a interesting little tidbit from Donnie, that they had to bring the records home as contraband because his dad wasn't approving of that style of music. But yeah, it was a cool thing to be a part of that show for so many years. And, it always was a little bit, like you say, ironic and a little bit of a cosmic joke. Yeah, I wrote your theme song, and I'm a rock and roll guy. It's kind of cool.
Well, speaking of songwriting, Chuck, we talked about being the artist and going solo. What about songwriting now without having the guys to bounce things off of? Was it easier or harder to write on your own like that? Or?
Well, I was always sort of a loner when it came to writing. Even with Fred Field, who was my main writing partner back then, we didn't really write together. Fred would come up with like the guitar riff for Little Country Church or Jesus Puts a Song in Our Hearts or something. And then I would just write the lyric and the melody independent. We didn't sit in a room and shape chords and say, it'd be better if this song, if this chord changed here. So they were sort of an independent deal. I mean, we did a little bit of, collaborating, but for the most part, it was sort of an independent thing, independent contribution from each of us. And so I always was more of a loner when it came to writing. I actually felt in some ways it was cooler for me because I didn't have to have a committee. The songs came to the group pretty much finished, and then the group would shape the arrangements. And I always liked what we did. It was never that I thought we didn't do justice to the song. But when I became a solo artist, I wasn't limited to just using certain band members. I could hire the best players in town. So overall, I say the answer to your question is that I think it gave me a lot more freedom, and I could make the decisions on each song myself. Now, there is a strength in collaboration because you do get input from someone else and you can come up with a better idea. So that can be an advantage that I don't have writing all on my own, but that's just how my comfort zone. I'm not really good at writing with others. I don't play well with others, as they say. Little joke.
Well, you've been such a prolific songwriter over the years, Chuck. Does it get easier for you or harder for you with the passing of time?
Well, it's never something I can force. And actually, compared to many, like Phil Kagi and the different people, I mean, tons of albums out, I'm not that prolific. I've only had about 10 or 12 albums out over 40 years. And, well, almost 50 now. Was the question, does it become easier? Was that the question?
Does it get easier or harder for you?
I was chasing an answer here. It's more of spur of the moment inspiration for me. I don't just sit down and write. I'm not a guy that jams. I don't pick up my guitar five times a day and start fiddling around. It's a moment where I'll have either an inspiration to write some lyrics down, or I'll be at a keyboard and get a great song idea, or sometimes even waking up in the morning, you know, something will be in my mind and I'll run up to the music room and turn on the recording equipment and lay something down just to remember it. So for me, they're bursts of inspiration, and I've actually gone years without writing songs. Where sometimes I think I'll never write another song. You know, I don't have the inspiration anymore. And then all of a sudden, these songs will come pouring out. You know, God opens up the tap and away we go. I started a new album end of last year, and I took some time to develop some song ideas that had been on my iPhone that I'd recorded at sound checks and things. And I developed about 6 to 8 new songs that way, and it was interesting. It was the first time I'd written that way in a long time, to take an old, you know, idea that was just a little tiny sketch and then shape it into a full song. And so it's kind of for me more of a, you know, just a moments of inspiration kind of process. I don't do well to just sit down and say, well, now I'm going to write a song. And it comes out of either an experience I'm having or sitting down at a piano and coming up with a really cool little idea on the, you know, the chords sound good to me and the melody sounds good, and I go from there. So it's just more like, you know, bit by bit, not in a big rush usually.
Well, Chuck, let's do another song break here real quick. And from your first solo project, I pulled up, this one was one of my favorites. I pulled up You Ask Me Why. Can you set this up for us?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I have vivid memories of many of my songs. You Ask Me Why, I don't really remember too much about what spawned it. I believe we were living at the Gilberts, this couple that were empty nesters that gave us free room and board for about a year. And I recall writing it on their piano, which was a really cool-looking white grand piano, and kind of like riffing off this Carole King riff, you know, bum, ba, na, na, na. And then, of course, a lot of our lyrics in those days, most of our lyrics were evangelistic. And I just, you know, started thinking about that idea of, you know, how can you be smiling when all the world's, you know, such a mess, and it's because of Jesus. So not a real deep, you know, experiential song like many are. Some of my songs, they're very profound experiences in my life. More something just about the mood I was in that morning. I believe I wrote it in the morning, and just kind of trying to make this a little pop song.
We are chatting with Chuck Girard. Here's his classic, You Ask Me Why, from the archives on WJTL.